Hey there, and that music means we're back on Radio Fishin', and this is Fishin' Frank, your host, and your bane of your existence, rattling in your ears here on Radio Fishin'. And we've got today's guest is Brian Ball. He's a charter boat captain, and Brian, he's been around here forever. I believe born and raised here, right, Brian?
I was actually born in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, but
really
lived here 26 of my 29 years.
26 of your 29, I guess that goes through. And, you know, I got to tell you, it's quite a thing having Brian here. The crowd loves you. Yes, they do. Our studio audience. Okay, now, if everybody will settle down, back in your seats. I know you like Brian, but, you know, we got a show to do here. Okay. Now, you were on a charter this morning, right?
Correct. Yep. We did some redfish and trout. We got a super low tide this morning. You know, the water.
Were you doing the trout with the legs on them? The galloping trout?
Yeah, exactly. Walking catfish out there. So shallow. But the bite was pretty decent. You know, whenever we get this cold weather, as long as we get some consistency with it, you know, the fishing gets, you know, good this time of year. It's just when you have 80 degrees and then 60 degrees and 80 degrees and 60 degrees. It's just, you need consistency with the water and the water temperature. But the past couple of days, it's been cold and the bite was pretty decent this morning.
Yeah, it's been nice. We've had nice, consistent, cooler water, and that really brings on the trout. Heard a lot of stories about nice sized black drum, you know, 10, 15 pound black drum. They've been catching those. And how are you doing on the redfish?
Oh, it's been good. You know, average fish is like 4 to 5 pounds, not catching a lot of big fish, more on the smaller side. And a lot of that, you know, is just pretty much the bait and style that we're fishing.
No, I think in October, November, you know, a lot of the adults and a lot of the big ones, they're over 30s, they take off and they leave with the adults. And this is the hardest time of year to find big redfish because most of them moved on. We're waiting for the ones we have to get a little bigger again.
Right. Yeah, I'd agree with that. I know today, specifically today, the areas that I was fishing, it just doesn't hold big redfish any time of the year. I'm just fishing creeks and, you know, little low bottom areas. And it's primarily, you know, those 2 to 3 pound fish,
so
but good
what
action.
What were you using for bait this morning?
We're throwing Little Johns made by Mirror Lure and shrimp. Just shrimp and jig head.
Yeah, shrimp has been kind of the key when the water gets cooler, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I know in the mornings, you know, at 6 o'clock in here or before 6, all the guides are lined up. They're all filling their buckets. You know, you can always tell when the water temperature drops because if you're not throwing shrimp, you're not catching fish.
Yeah, up until last week, we were catching whitebait real consistently, and it didn't feel like December at all. But now that this cold water temperature starting to set in, white bait's harder and harder to come by, and the fish seem to have gone ahead and switched over, and they're enjoying the shrimp a lot more than something they got to chase.
Yeah, I think that's the big thing. The shrimp is slower. They can find it, get it, eat it. They don't have to expend a lot of energy to do it. Without giving away any real secrets, were you fishing on the south end of the harbor over towards Bull Bay, Turtle Bay, or
today
over
I was
Island?
Today I was fishing the east side of the harbor down around Matt Lachey, between there and basically the Ice House and Two Pines. Tomorrow I have a trip out of Pine Island, so I get to flip a coin and go down there, and it'll be totally different, you know. But it's all pretty much the same, just different areas. You're looking for, you know, more water when it's this low. The fish need water. They don't live in 6 inches, you know. I mean, you can catch them in that, but
I actually kind of like it because all I got to do is find a pocket with some water, and chances are there's fish there if I can get to it.
Yep, that's right. That's the key, is getting to it. You know, for the weekend warriors, this time of year, it's a lot of fun. You can get out, and when you do find those potholes, get out of the boat and, you know, walk in there. And if it's too cold for you, get you a pair of waders and walk in there. But it's almost like fishing in a swimming pool. Yeah. It's different than, you know, pulling up and chumming the shoreline. It's.
So how are you rigging up for these fish to catch these redfish back in there?
I'm fishing with 10-pound test. On a like 2500 size. Today we're using battle reels, and then I run a 30-pound fluorocarbon leader anywhere from 3 to 4 foot, and 1/8 ounce jig head, or I'll fish it underneath the float with like a 2 or 3 aught, depending on the size of the shrimp, just your general circle hook.
So with the jig head, what's the color on the jig head that's been doing it?
I like bright colors. Some people will say, oh, the color doesn't matter. I personally like chartreuse or white, are my two favorite. Every now and then.
Well, you got to have the confidence in it. I mean, yep. If you're not throwing confidence, you're not catching fish.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe they can feel the electricity down the line or something like that. But when you're sitting there and you don't believe in that bait, it usually doesn't work.
That's right. We caught a handful of pompano today. No big ones. Biggest one might have been like 2.5 pounds, but they were eating the shrimp, not the little John. They like that stink, I think.
Just outside of the bar? Or?
Correct, yeah. We were just down there, just off of Two Pines out there in like 4 foot of water, just kind of drifting down the edge. We got a...
Probably looking for trout and ran into the pompano.
Correct, yeah. They were 100% by accident, but they're always... always welcome. They're a good fight. You know, it's basically like catching the jack, except your clientele is excited about it because they're good eating.
Yeah, you get a real nice, they get great flavor and nice white meat on them. Really good fish to eat. So how was the trout bite today?
It was good. Our average fish there was like 13 to 18 inches. You know, we didn't have any real big slobs. The biggest fish we caught today was like 21 inches as far as the trout goes. But
they're still nice. They're fun, good eating fish.
Exactly. Yeah, especially this time of year. You know, in the summer, they get a little bit wormy. This time of year, you don't see as much of that, you know, when you're cleaning them. It's just, I think once that water temperature...
Same thing with the black drum. Exactly. The cooler the water, the less of the parasites and everything else. And the good thing is, even if there are a few, they don't hurt humans. They're nothing to do with us. And most people that go to the restaurant, they've had them, they just don't know it. You know, so right. There's no big deal with that.
The black drum, I haven't personally been doing much of it, but I've gotten a report from some of my buddies around the pass there, like Boca Grande and Little Gasparilla. They're actually catching what we call a puppy drum, you know, the 3 to 5 pounders, and those are actually very good eating as well.
Yeah, they got to be over 14 inches to keep. Correct. But boy, if you can get something around 20 inches in a black drum, that is probably one of the better fish I've ever eaten. So nice, flaky, firm meat. I mean, you can marinate like you would a steak. It's actually really good stuff. So, just out of curiosity, you just got back in today. Let's say one question I always ask my guest is, if you were going to go out today, this afternoon, where would you go? What type of fish would you look for and what would you use?
You know, like today, we have a super low tide in the morning. It's trying to come back in. It's not going to do a very good job of it just because of time of year, you know, the moon phase that we're in. And the direction of the wind is a huge key. You know, it's out of the east, and it's going to hold up that incoming tide. But if I was to set out and have an afternoon trip, I'd probably fish similar to the way I did this morning. Maybe spend a little bit more time on the outside of the bars, you know, as that water starts to come up. But basically, you know, same general idea is you got to find some water. I mean, it's still, even this afternoon, it's still going to be very low.
You're going to say outside the bar, mirror lure Little John, chartreuse jig head. What color Little John you like?
I like the, it's
a blue or green?
No, it's like a shrimp color. I can't think of the name of it right now.
Kind of a gold look?
It's like a new penny almost.
Gotcha.
Very similar to the new penny.
So one of the gold colors.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I like the gold color. With that particular one, I'll fish that on a white jig head.
White jig head. Now, when you cast it out, are you lifting your rod, jigging it back? Are you darting the rod, you know, working it sideways?
Depending on the bottom that you're fishing over, that kind of varies in the technique of how I'm fishing it. If I'm catching primarily trout, I'll move it a lot more. Whereas like the redfish, it's almost like I'll hop it twice and let it sit. Hop it twice and let it sit. The redfish seem to pick it up more on the fall, whereas the trout are a little bit more aggressive with it. Obviously, things change, you know, time to time, but that's just what I've seen.
Okay. So, anything else you want to go over today? Any kind of cool things? I mean, all they got to do is click your picture next to the Radio Fish, and it'll take them to your website and all that. And I really appreciate you being here today, Brian. Any last thoughts?
Nope. I'm just coming in here to get some lines pulled up on some bigger reels. We're going to be doing a little bit of grouper fishing. The mangrove bite's still been really good for us offshore. And the red grouper bite, obviously you can still keep those. It's been pretty consistent out there. So
you're doing quite a few offshore trips too now.
Correct. Yes, sir. We're fishing out of Burnt Storm Marina. We're running all of our trips out of there, but it's been pretty good. Like I said, the mangroves are still around in full force. It's
So whether you're looking to go inside or off or out in the Gulf, you know, you do both of those, and it's been a lot of fun lately. I mean, I know it's cold and it's chilly, but it's still, the fishing is good. It's a lot of activity.
Yeah, lots of activity. We're catching a ton of kingfish out there in like the 6 to 10 pound range. We haven't had any real big smokers, but when you put a, you know, a 10 pound kingfish on a 4,000 setup, that's a lot of fun.
That's a lot of fun.
And it's simple, too. You know, for the kids, it's brainless fishing. Basically, flip your bait out the back and, you know, hold on. There's not a whole lot to it.
There it goes. There. He's on! The king! Oh, my! I'm sorry, I couldn't resist it. But, you know, yeah, I'm a whack job. But I hear the music playing in the background, so it's just about time for us to say goodbye. I want to thank you, Brian, for putting up. He walks into the store and said, come on, Brian, come back. Sit in this chair. We got to do an interview. He's like, what are you talking about?
I appreciate it, Frank. Thanks for having me on the show today.
Yeah, I ambushed him pretty good. But this is Fish and Frank, Captain Brian Ball. Remember, just click his picture. It'll take you right to his website. You can see all about Brian there. And thank you guys for listening. Radio Fishing, and it's December 18th, 2013. Y'all have a good one. Bye-bye.